I don't want a bunch of little me's running around out there. The only characteristic, if I can impart that to somebody, the only characteristic I would want to impart to you is ask questions. Ask questions. Explore, study, research, look at the information, and don't be so hasty to make a decision without everything being presented to you, or as much as you can with the evidence and information before you run out there making decisions and making yourself look like a, well, like a jackanapes. All right, so there is an interesting story I came across, and since it's kind of the Freaky Friday, I would like to talk about it. There is a Wednesday, actually, was supposed to be the end of the world, if you don't know. There was a guy by the name of Chad Daybell who predicted the end of the world would be happening on Wednesday. Now, this is a story. I believe he is out of Idaho is where he moved. It's really a tragic story, to be honest with you. This man marries a woman who had been married four times before, I believe, and from those other relationships had three children, those other marriages. Two of her children, a 16-year-old and a 7-year-old, went missing. Obviously, young children, her children, went missing. Later on, they were found in the backyard, buried, and had been brutally murdered, to be honest with you, buried in the backyard of this woman and her husband. What made it weird was the story, as you follow the progression of this story, they had some very odd, weird end time beliefs. They were predicting earthquakes would be coming, which, you know, you can find scripture to back that up. They were saying that the apocalyptic movie 2012, he said that he felt like Woody Harrelson, this Daybell man, did, because he was describing earthquakes hitting the Wasatch Front. He was talking about on his survival blog about the coming of the end of the world. And then they predicted on a podcast that the end of the world would come on July 22nd, 2020. Well, just so you know, if you haven't checked the calendar recently, it's July 24th. And from what I can tell, the world hasn't ended at all. But I was looking through this, the mother had a, from what it seemed like, a great relationship with her daughter. Her daughter had posted up multiple pictures on Instagram and multiple statements about, you know, I love my daughter, my mom is fantastic, my mom's the best person for this job, et cetera, et cetera. And it was very heartbreaking to look at this, because there were pictures on the Instagram that had been posted on the Daily Mail, which showed them happy and smiling and on the beach and in Hawaii and all of these things. One of the pictures that I noticed, however, was the young woman and the mother standing, were pictured in front of, the daughter was a young girl, probably around 6 or 7 years old. And she was, a picture of her taken in a white dress with a pink vest on, standing in front of a picture. Now, and I saw this painting, I thought, I know exactly what that painting is. That painting is when it is of Joseph Smith, when he was in the wilderness getting revelations about the tablets for the Book of Mormon, the golden tablets. And as you read through the story, there were indications of these different cult type end time beliefs. There are 7 items that they listed between the emails between Daybell and his wife, Lori Vallow. There are 7 things that they listed as things that they needed to do as missions to accomplish with one another. Here were the missions. 1, translate ancient records. As soon as you come across that, you're translating ancient records. You're put into mind of somebody like Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith, who evidently came across the golden plates and had a seer stone and then interpreted or translated these tablets. Write a book about the translation process. Identify locations in Northeast Arizona for white camps. Now, I don't know if white was is a reference to people group or if white was a reference to purity. Presidency of the Church of Firstborn. Help establish the food distribution as the tribulation start and the delegate. Ordain individuals to translation as the camps begin. Provide supplies to righteous members of families. Now, all of these things are obviously the beginnings of a cult. the Church of the Firstborn, writing or translating old records, attempting to get other people involved in specific camps, trying to hide themselves away so they can shelter all the information and control the news that was coming in. And this is a very sad thing, because we look at something like Mormonism, which this gentleman was a part of, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the young lady here, the Vallo, also converted to it. And the gentleman was a graduate of the of Brigham Young University. So we look at all of these things. These cult beginnings always tend to, there's several things you can look at when you're addressing a cult. First, when you go to the website and you look at the statement of faiths, they always do something to diminish or devalue the work of Jesus Christ. There's always something they do to diminish or devalue the work of Jesus Christ. Something happens. They'll say that he wasn't God. They'll say that his sacrifice on the cross was not substitutionary, that it did not cover the sins of the world. They'll say that that he was transposed or changed. They'll say that he wasn't really dead, that he fainted and then he came back alive. They'll even attack the resurrection, but it always has something to do with the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Another thing that they do here is they will speak very heavily when it comes to end times. Well, why do they do that? Why are these cults so focused on the end times? Because honestly, it scares the crap out of people. How many times have you been looking at the news with this COVID and you've been seeing these face masks and people are saying, well, that's the mark of the beast. This is the great culling. They're bringing everybody the mark of the beast. They're going to make them wear masks. Now, I do believe we're going to get to a situation in the United States where there are going to be food lines and forced vaccinations and inoculations, yes. But when you see those things happen, to automatically compare those to what the scripture says about the tribulation or the end times or what you think your specific interpretation says about the end times, all you're doing is scaring people. And when you scare people like that, it's very easy to create followers, because these folks become more obsessed with avoiding the end times. They become more obsessed with gathering as much as they can to make it through the tribulation or to make it through the end times. And their singular focus, which is where it should be as Christians, on Jesus Christ, is diverted to these end times speculations. And then we get into a situation where people start predicting the end of the world. It was Charles Taze Russell, the creator of the Jehovah's Witness faith. I say faith, but Jehovah's Witness cult. I think he predicted a specific return of Christ that was supposed to have happened, but it didn't happen, but they said it happened spiritually. That's another cult to look at, and what they did to Jesus and how they changed that and how their focus is on end times. Now, there are some prudent things within the Latter-day Saints, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There are some prudent things in there. I have no problem with people prepping. I have no problem with people getting enough food for their families and getting enough food for themselves and other. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But when that takes over, you have situations like this. Now, we don't know what happened to these young people. We don't know if they stood in the way, or if they were sacrifices in some kind of sick, twisted cult ritual, or that the mother and the stepfather did something to them specifically because of their end times fascination. I don't know about that. But one thing I do know is that as Christians, we can't become imbalanced. Our primary focus has to be on Jesus Christ. It's always that vertical focus. When we talk about whether or not the tribulation is going to happen, or whether or not the rapture is real, or whether or not it's post-mill or a-mill, or if it's pre-tribulational rapture or post or mid, whatever you want to say, we can have discussions on those things. But when they take over, and when you start stepping outside the confines of the Christian faith, then you become susceptible to all different types of end times attacks. There's another one. I wish I could remember his name, but he's a Oneness Pentecostal. Oneness Pentecostals deny the Trinity. And his entire ministry, I can see his face, but I can't picture his name. It might pop into my brain here. Kaiser might know in the chat room who I'm talking about here. It's not tomorrow thing. But anyway, Kaiser, if you know who I'm talking about, pop it in there. But he's a oneness Pentecostal, and his entire ministry is focused on end time stuff. And he has this odd kind of shifting of the timeline in Revelation where he moves chapters around and says that this happened before and that happened afterward, yada, 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 all these different things. But he is a oneness Pentecostal. A oneness Pentecostal denies the Trinity, attacking the person and the work of Jesus Christ, attacking the Godhead itself, therefore setting itself outside of Orthodox Christianity. But people will listen to that, and they'll listen to what he has to say. And the reason they'll listen to what he has to say is because it scratches that itch of end times speculation. It scratches that list of the unknown of what can happen or what will happen or what will be happening. CrusadeChannel.com/chat is the chat room. This is the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. You're listening to the Crusade Channel right here on the breakdown, the Freaky Friday edition of this here. Now, so watch the cults. There was another one here, this is another thing that really the distraction of the coronavirus has changed this. Irwin Baxter, that's his name. Irwin Baxter. I got it. Boom. I don't know if somebody put that in the chat room yet or not, but that's who it is. Irwin Baxter. He's the guy. So stay away from that guy because he's a wackadoo oneness Pentecostal dude. You don't want to watch any of that stuff. Anyway. The coronavirus has covered up a lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of news stories that are focused just around the response to coronavirus, masks, no masks, the death rate, the non-death rate, the shifting of numbers, the changing of numbers, etc. One of these things that I believe we must focus on, and we cannot let escape the corner of our eye, and that is sex trafficking and slavery that still exists around the world right now as we speak. Yeah, well, that doesn't happen right now. A 77-year-old man known only as the Doctor tortured and sexually abused female slaves, including young girls, for 30 years. 30 years. This happened in a small town of Italy, Novara, 30 miles from Milan. 30 miles from Milan, Italy is where this was happening. Officers say the cult existed for 30 years and was run by a man called the Doctor. They say the 77-year-old preyed on vulnerable women and turned them into slaves. Followers known as beasts were brainwashed and subjected to unbearable violence and abuse of all kinds, police said. Now, if I may take a quick diversion here, I'm going to. Your kids on TikTok, your kids on Snapchat, your kids on Xbox Live, your kids on all these different social media platforms. Parents, what are you thinking? You're giving your child access to people around the world. Sick, twisted freaks who watch YouTube videos of little girls to try to catch glimpses of things in compromising situations and positions. Sick, twisted freaks who are trying to find your kids so they can come and take them away. You don't think it's happening? You know, you see that, and I hate this phrase, and you see it on Facebook all the time or social media. Wake up, people! This is something we have to realize is real, something that is happening right now in the world that we have to bring attention to, and the fact that kids are being abducted and used in sexual slavery, being used as brainwashed sex slaves for sick, twisted old freaks.